from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now. Ooh, it's loud there. Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. All right, I was telling everybody that Tyler Black is at American Family Field for some reason. Also noting that the Brewers have yet to post a lineup on Twitter. Also very weird. So what's going on with Pat Murphy? What did he have to say?
Yeah, there was a question last night when Perkins came out of the game for Garrett Mitchell. It was kind of a weird move. Turns out that Perkins had a bit of a calf issue. So they are checking him out, and Black is just basically here as insurance in case Perkins ends up on the IL.
Perkins, an outfielder, Black more of an infielder, so that's interesting. Are they waiting on Perkins to figure out what the lineup is, or do you have the lineup?
I haven't seen the lineup yet, so as Murph said, there's a lot of moving parts today, a lot of things going on.
Oh. There's more coming then. That's what that tells me. They don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but there's more moving parts. One of the deals going on that we know already, Brian Hudson activated, D.L. Hall back to Nashville. Murphy was noncommittal last night as far as the role D.L. Hall will play going forward for the Brewers. But again, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that at least for this postseason, he's probably going to be in the bullpen. And it was nice to see velocity up hovering around 96 yesterday.
Yeah, it was. And the way it was explained, it basically comes down to this, is Hall had options. He's a young guy that has minor league options. There's not a lot of guys on that roster right now that they can do that with. So it kind of happens when you're the young guy with options available. You know, they'd like to keep him up here, keep him in a rhythm, but they're going to set him down. He's got things he has to work on. Murph just kind of said that flat out. Like, he pitched well yesterday, but he has plenty of room to grow. Injuries aside, he didn't show his best during his limited exposure in April. By going down to Nashville, he can refine those things. They're going to keep him on the starter schedule for the time being, so whatever that means moving forward. But my guess is you're probably going to see him back up here at the end of the month when they have that doubleheader against Cincinnati, and then stay on the roster as a September call-up.
Starting with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. When we talk about where we are right now with this Brewers team, I think another positive that comes out of this last few games outside of the Brewers offense up until yesterday is the fact that, well, really Saturday, they only got one run with the Hoskins home run. But Devin Williams gets his first save coming off the IL. And weirdly enough, that was his first real save opportunity since coming off the IL.
Yeah, it's funny how baseball works that way. You know, the big thought was, okay, they didn't want to use Williams in back-to-back games right off the bat. And then that plan kind of got foiled when you lose Trevor McGill, and then you end up not getting a save situation, so it doesn't even matter for a good week or so. So, baseball just kind of works out funny like that. But it's good to see him get right back in there. You know, like you said, kind of like riding a bicycle. Not there was really any reason to be concerned about Devin Williams. I mean, pretty much what you could expect when he got back on the mound.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that as far as knowing what to expect. You start thinking about where this Brewers team is right now coming into the series against the Dodgers and how this lines up here with no days off coming up with the Dodgers, then the Guardians, and then eventually after the homestand, you finally get to go to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals and where they're at this point. Are there any real concerns right now from your perspective as far as not having these days off and who it might be affecting the most?
I mean, maybe the bullpen, but I mean, that's I know it wasn't a popular thing, but that's kind of why Joe Ross was sent out there to eat those three innings yesterday. You know, your bullpen was kind of feeling it. You got a big series coming up. You're in the midst of a long stretch. It kind of buys everyone a day. So, you know, that's probably the only real concern, but from all signs, it looks like Trevor McGill could be back sooner rather than later. He was out there throwing live bullpen today and looked pretty sharp doing it. So, I mean, honestly, there's always the things that people are going to be concerned about and the Twitter world's going to be all up in arms about. But all things considered, where they are at this point with what they've had to deal with, they're in pretty good shape for this stretch. You know, like there's nothing that's overly pressing right now. Obviously, you'd like to get a break. They're going to get plenty of that coming up. You get through this. If you split, you know, go 4-3 over these next seven games, you split with the Dodgers, take 2 or 3 from the Guardians. Even if you go 3 or 4, I mean, you're in good shape. I mean, you've got a commanding lead in that division, and you got a chance to put your closest competitor out of the running the next time you face them. I mean, I think they're in solid shape right now.
We talk about this offense getting going. We've been talking about Churio, but it feels like Joey Ortiz, who went yard this weekend, is starting to come around too. He's hitting .272 in the month of August.
Yeah, he's a guy they'd like to see his bat come back and see him get into a groove and kind of show that form that kind of shoved him into the rookie of the year discussion earlier in the year. And you know, it happens, young guy getting his first taste, then coming back from an injury, trying to get back in the swing of things. And we kind of saw with Garrett Mitchell a little bit when he came back. But he's showing some signs. I mean, he's looking good out there again. And his defense has been pretty strong too. So, I mean, it's one of those things like, yeah, you want to keep an eye on it, but I don't think there's any reason to be concerned because you're seeing the progress. You know, that's what you're looking for at this point. You're looking to see progress from these guys coming back from whatever it was they're dealing with, being in a slump or coming off injury or whatever it is. You're looking for guys taking steps forward, and you're seeing that with Joey Ortiz.
There he is, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter. Probably some more Brewers news coming here at some point. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner, again, with Forbes Sports. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Sparky.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner. Tyler Black there, and we're waiting to see Tyler Black actually ends up in the lineup and activated as well, because there's still no lineup out either. Again, highly unusual, but Pat Murphy telling everybody there's a lot of moving parts going on right now, so more transactions probably coming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.